Triple J like a version.
I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I would do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
Joining us for like a version for the very first time, Holly Humberstone. Hello.
Hi guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. It's a huge honor to be here, right? Aww. Like, yeah, I'm feeling amazing. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it is so nice to have you here with us. You've been touring all around the country, playing your own headline shows, but some shows with Sam Fender as well. How's it been? You having a nice time?
Yeah, I'm having a lovely time, thank you. I've kind of not been doing too much apart from writing my album and just living a very chill life in London for the past year. So it's been feeling like a festival, like being at a festival.
So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
And Sam has a lot of local openers at these shows as well. Do you have any fave artists on this trip? We got like Psycho, Betty Ray's. Have you discovered any new people?
Yeah, Psycho is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that we'd maybe played together on a lineup a couple years ago. And yeah, Betty Ray's gorgeous.
Yes,
so nice. It's been really like a fun backstage vibe.
Yeah, they're so loose. They were in here doing like a version only a couple of weeks ago. They're absolute
sweethearts. Yeah, smashed
those boys.
It.
I saw that you met the Ryans not long ago as well.
Oh yeah, gorgeous. Yes. There's so many. I'm being introduced to a bunch of like new kind of bands. I've got a whole like... yeah, playlist of new Australian artists to listen to on the way home. So,
and you did say before that this is your first time back on the road in like a year and you've just been in the UK. How was the break? How was that time off?
It was really needed, I think.
Yeah.
I hadn't really clocked that I'd kind of, after we came out of lockdown, I'd just sort of been swept up in this like constant cycle of touring. And like, I wrote my first album in tiny little sort of snippets of breaks in between shows and tours, and so this kind of period of time has been the first extended period of time that I've had just existing as a human being. And I feel like I've done more growing up in the past year than I have done kind of like since I left home almost. It's been really just a big year of growing up and figuring myself out again. And yeah, I miss my band so much and traveling and
it's a bit of a balance of like missing it, but also grateful to have this time to sort of, you know, refigure it out and re-energize, right?
Definitely. I feel like I need both, you know, like I think I like having both in my life, and jumping between the two makes me appreciate the two, you know?
What's a perfect day for you? Like in this year off in London, you say there's no tour, there's no writing, there's no hitting the studio. What's your like
perfect day? Quite honestly, like if it was up to me, I wouldn't leave the house.
I love this.
I love being around, like just shuffling about my house like an old lady.
Are we a TV watcher? Are we reading? Is it just nothing? Staring at the wall?
Honestly, I live with two of my sisters and my best friend Scarlett.
Whoa.
And it's just fun. Like, why would I need to leave the house? Like, what's out there that's better than what's in here?
Yeah.
I mean, I also do love, like, I live near like a big supermarket and I like going to do a big supermarket shop.
Oh, the shops are good. I did one yesterday and it was like, I kind of blacked out during it.
I just love going in there and spending like an hour just shuffling around and hoping that I don't bump into anybody that I know. Just with my headphones on. There's nothing better, honestly. It's so good.
Meditative or something about it, right? I'm so switched off. Maybe that's like, I mean, that's the reach of capitalism and consumerism, I suppose. Like, I find the shops relaxing.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. But I love going to the shops and just picking up a bunch of groceries and then doing a big cook or something.
Yes.
And like putting on a podcast or something like that and just like, there's actually nothing better. I think that's the thing that I miss the most when I'm away from home, is being able to like cook my own food. And just obviously, shuffling about my house in my pajamas.
Well, bloody credit to you for pulling yourself away from what seems like an incredible, nice, peaceful life to get back into the music and the touring and everything. And it's delightful to have you with us. Let's get to this original. The cover will come later. So in the Like a Virgin studio, what original are we about to hear?
We're about to hear a song called Die Happy.
Oh, love Die Happy.
Oh, thank you. It's, the first kind of the new songs that I decided to put out. And I wanted to write kind of a gothic love song, and we were clearing out my childhood home and I just kind of rediscovered all of these old parts of myself that I loved, that I, like old books and my old ballet shoes and just a bunch of old films that I used to watch. It was just kind of like a really nice time to reconnect to my former self. And I brought home this book of Brothers Grimm fairy tales. And yeah, I went on some sort of weird tangent and I just wanted to write like kind of fantasy escapism, kind of gothic-y love songs.
Well, yes. You bloody nailed it. It's such a gorgeous track. It's been huge on Triple J the last few weeks. I cannot wait to hear this version of it. So Holly Humberstone, this is Die Happy in the Leica Version Studio. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Guys, Thank you so much.
We love it so much.
In the Like a Virgin studio, it's Holly Humberstone, Die Happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Did it feel good?
Yeah, so great. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really grateful to be playing some new songs and to be able to switch up, you know, the set list as well, playing stuff live. It's really refreshing for me to be able to have fun with some newer songs.
It's so good to see it live because we have been cranking it on the J's since it was released a few weeks ago. So
thank you, guys.
Been loving seeing it in the flesh. I will say it does include a bit of an unanswered question at the start.
Please.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Listen, depends what mood I'm in.
Okay.
I think I'm quite a practical person, but yeah, I can get down with ghosts. Come on, it's a bit of fun.
I know, so much fun. So you don't have a personal experience?
I don't. I don't think I'm one of those kind of people who have connections to.
You're not a medium. That would be
Huge get. That would be a crazy moment if I was. But I believe in ghosts. Why not?
Yeah,
it's
of course.
A bit like that. Hey? It's like you could tell yourself, and you know the science of it. Go, no, I don't believe it at all. But then it's late at night, and you see a coat rack with a coat, and then a hat, and an absent space, and your mind goes, "Well, what's in there is a man, and it's a dead man." And
where's the fun in that? Story. No, I'm not ruling anything out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not ruling anything out.
Do not rule anything out. Holly Humberstone is with us for Like a Virgin. That's the original in the book. The cover will come very, very soon. We'll give you a clue now. So please get guessing on 0439757555. This is what I'll say about the song that Holly's covering. This to me is a classic parent song. Like it absolutely slaps, but I reckon most people who heard this heard it for the first time in the back of their parents' car.
Yeah, it's like a dad song.
Yes.
Yeah, dads love it.
Dad
absolutely.
Rock.
Absolutely.
Dads can't get enough of this song.
It's a classic dad song. What parent song is Holly Humberstone going to be covering? 0439757555. Get your guesses in and we'll find out very soon. Back on Triple J with Frankie and Luca after this.
Triple J like a version. I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I will do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
Yes, yes, yes. On this beautiful Friday, you are back with Luca and Frankie, and Holly Humberstone is with us. Now, the original is in the books, and the cover will come very, very soon. We'll get to that in a moment. But can I please ask you about this? You have worked with, you know, recent friend of ours, Del Watergap, before in your track Cigarettes and Wine.
Yes.
Great song, great guy. Mm-hmm. We chatted to him not long ago, and he told us sort of about his love of smelly foods. This is what he said.
I really like disgusting food. You know, I love super pungent cheese. I love canned fish and weird canned seafood.
Yes.
Like love smoked fish, like sable, little, salmon.
So were you exposed to this at all through working with him?
No, he didn't open anything crazy, like a little tin of sardines in the session. But but respect to him for admitting this.
Keeping it private and separate.
Some people would be afraid to admit this embarrassing fact, but I respect that so hard.
Are you the same? Do you like these quote unquote disgusting foods?
I can't get behind stinky cheese.
Not a pickle, not a stinky cheese.
I love pickles.
Yeah,
I think
pickles different.
Yeah, there's something about cheese being riddled with mold. I just can't. And stinky fish, not for me. That's okay though for him, but not for me. There are other gross foods that some people find really nasty that I really like though, like baked beans.
Oh, you're a baked bean lover.
Oh yeah, I love them. Can't get enough of them.
I'm sorry to say, but the most stereotypically English thing of all time.
I know. I haven't had them for so long. I'm usually a once or twice a week baked bean girl.
We've got them everywhere here.
Oh, well, maybe I haven't been looking. I haven't had my eyes open for the baked beans. And I also think this is something about being at home. I need a jacket potato to be perfectly cooked.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my first meal when I get home.
Oh my God. Can we get the Holly Humberstone jacket potato ideal? Are we slathering it with butter?
Oh, hell yeah. So we're putting it in the microwave for maybe 10 minutes so it's nice and soft.
Nice.
And then we're going to wrap that potato in tin foil and we're going to put it in the oven for as long as you can. As long as you can bear to wait. For as long as
Until
you can hold
next
off.
Social commitment, leave it in the oven.
Yes. Yeah, which is never. So leave it in there for ages. And then yeah, we're just going to slather it in so much butter, salt in there as well, mix it all up. Mm-hmm. I like to like mix it in and like fluff it up.
You mash it in the middle.
Fluff it up.
Yeah.
That is my dream meal.
Okay.
That rules. I want to cut this audio out so that I can play it back to myself whenever I need a little snack, a little treat. Okay. I'm going to have the Humberstone again.
Yeah, have the Humberstone, the Humberstone Bash.
The humble Humberstone potato.
It really is a humble meal, but there's no Wagyu steak or anything like that that I would rather have over a jacket potato with beans and cheese, let me tell you.
Well, this is a bit of a different direction now, this next question.
Yeah, we've gone on a tangent. Yeah,
this one's about your hair, actually.
Oh.
Because you've gone a bit darker, a few shades darker.
I have.
Okay, is this you entering perhaps a new era?
This just kind of happened.
Yeah, great.
It happened, like, I went with the fringe first.
Yes.
But that was like maybe 2 years ago. I've had the fringe for a good while now. And then, yeah, at some point in this past year, I think I was just really feeling myself, loving the songs that I was writing. And I was like, you know what? I'm a grown up now. I'm going to have a little switch up. And I was just like, dye it darker. Get
or
it darker.
Full 25, full frontal lobe develop. And then it's suddenly just like new hair.
Switch
new
up.
Me.
Yeah, it feels so good to do something drastic.
Very good.
Feels amazing, yeah. I feel like I suit the new music more now with this new do.
That's super exciting.
Well, it looks unreal, and the people can get a look at it when they see the video of your Like Version. Speaking of which, should we get to this cover?
Shall we get to the
clue that it's a bit of a parent classic, a bit of a dad song. Mm-hmm. Holly Humberstone, what are you about to cover?
I'm about to cover Wild World by Cat Stevens.
So good.
Uh-huh.
So
no. I can hear it now.
Yeah, this to me is like the textbook, like back of mum and dad's car on a long drive to a family holiday song. Is it about the same for you?
Yeah, that and also it like really deeply affected me when it was on Skins. Did you guys see Skins?
Yes.
The classic like first generation. Mm-hmm. I think it was the end of season one. Tony's just been like hit by a car or a bus or something. Something dramatic has happened. And yeah, this song, just the moment where they're all like kind of lip syncing it and Tony's on the ground, like,
oh my
Effie's
gosh.
In bits.
Yeah.
Bless her.
It's so like out of left field in that season as well, because it's quite a like, you know, it plays on a lot of realism, quite an authentic show. And then in that scene, it goes to this like wild, magical world where they're all singing and he's dead. Oh yeah, unreal.
It's so
good. It's kind of, it catches you off guard. And I feel like I remember it deeply affecting my teenage self.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been like, I need to cover this song. I need to find a way to cover this song. So it's this perfect place to do it.
It's been covered by the cast of Skins season one, and it's about to be covered by Holly Humberstone.
By the cast of Holly Humberstone and her band.
It is Cat Stevens' Wild World in the Like Version studio. Mate, whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Thank you.
It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Spacious so on this Friday. Holly Humberstone and co covering Cat Stevens, Wild World right there. That was so good. What a song. What a cover. Can I ask you about you guys all facing each other? That must feel nice on stage. You got to face the crowd, but the band all having a look at each other.
Yeah, I never get a chance to see these guys play. So I was like, why not today? I would like to look at you guys because I love them so much. So
and how'd they look?
They were stunning, just as I expected, just gorgeous.
How do you think they felt with like your eyes on them?
Oh my God, probably quite scared. Yeah. Probably quite, yeah, felt quite observed.
They're slacking off.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, yeah, they're amazing and so much fun playing with them. And yeah, I'm the only person that doesn't get to look at them when we're playing. So
yes,
I deserve to see them. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. We're entering Sagittarius season.
We are.
Okay, and we both have a birthday coming up in this month.
Gorgeous.
Do you have any plans?
Oh, I think I'm going to... I mean, I'm kind of like a Christmassy birthday time. And my younger sister actually has the same birthday as me.
Oh, really?
Which is a crazy fact. Crazy fun fact that I like to throw out there every now and then.
Crazy fact.
So I think we're going to maybe have a party.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to have a party in London, I think. And then we're going to go up and see my parents for Christmas.
Lovely.
Yeah, keeping it simple.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. How about you? Have you got any crazy plans?
I'm going to be seeing Gaga in Melbourne.
Well, that trumps my plan. No. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you've got a birthday, a Christmas, and then, you know, you don't have to tell us too much, but obviously Die Happy's out in the world, 2026, anything coming up you would want to tease, want to mention?
Oh, there's a hell of a lot coming up.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Year of the Holly?
I mean, you said it, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been writing lots and lots of music, and I'm rinsing my own music. I'm that sad.
The best sign.
Yeah,
that's great.
But I'm excited to share it. Yeah.
So fun, so exciting. I'm such a fan. I can't wait to hear the new Holly Humberstone music that was powered by Jacket Potatoes and Baked Beans.
Honestly, you'll hear the beans and potatoes coming out in it.
You can hear the rattling of the cans.
Hear the ASMR of the can opening. That's the start of the album.
Yeah, the squash of the beans.
Yeah. Yes, I won't do that to everyone. That's just for me in my private space.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Holly. It was so good. Thank you so much for your debut Like a Version.
This is so sick that I got to do this. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're listening to Triple J Breakfast with Luca and Frankie. Stick around. We're going to be telling you who's doing Like a Version next week.
Ooh.